Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Looks a lot different than halfway through 2020 when it comes to travel.
Oh my
gosh.
What
a change we've seen.
Are you this listening to this news? Like 50 million people are going to be traveling this weekend.
It's insane.
Well, so the gas prices help a little.
That it's come down?
Yes.
It came down going into a holiday week, too. I don't know if it started up at the beginning of the week, and it's come down, which never happens.
It seems counterintuitive.
It does. But there's somebody else sitting in the studio
with us
today. I know.
We've teased it. We've promised it. And it's happening.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Hey, everybody.
I don't think we've ever... Yeah, you've been on my show before.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So we've done that. But I've never been on your show live in person before.
No. So, and here it is, a holiday weekend. So thanks, boys, for coming in.
Because I've got a 4-day weekend. So for me, this is
I brought in treats. Shout out to Ushberg Bakery.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I told the girls when I picked it up, I would give them a shout out. So anyway, here's the deal. Steve and I have never traveled together.
Really? All these years? Never?
So we've got a trip coming up. Don't get excited. It's sold out. You can't get on.
It's sold out like a week.
Sorry, I brought it up. But we're so certain that this is going to be a success, we're going to do it again.
Why not? Even though we haven't taken the first one yet, which sold out in like a week or a week and a half.
Yeah, something like that. It was nuts. So let's talk about this phenomenal trip, July 16th to the 27th, 2024.
Okay, so almost a year away.
It's just over a year away. But again, he who hesitates is lost. Mm-hmm. You know, if you drag your feet on this one, folks, it may sell out too. So let's not do that. It's called German Grandeur with two nights additional in Munich.
Yeah, she told me about this trip, and I go, we got to do this trip. It starts in Munich, for Pete's sake.
It's too cool. It's just too cool. So let's let everybody figure out how they can find out more information about it.
Yeah.
FoxWorldTravel.com. You go to travel. You go to vacation travel. Because this would not be business travel. There will be monkey business, but there will not be...
No serious business will be had.
No. So you go down to Fox Group Vacations, and you will find, as you scroll, exotics, that's not it, Hawaii, not it, European land tours, not yet, Europe River Cruises, and there you will see German Grandeur River Cruise with Munich, hosted by Steve Scafidi. Click on that. All the details are there for you to see.
So what I love about this trip is, one, I've only been to the airports in Germany, coming through from Greece or Italy. Now I get to actually experience the country. And Rose has told me, you've been there like how many times?
Yeah, I don't know, a dozen plus.
All those little places, those little burgs you always mentioned, the coolness of that country, the great culture, I cannot wait.
It's just going to be phenomenal. And what's so very cool about this is it is a cruise for beer enthusiasts. Now, if you're out there listening, you go, I don't even like beer. Why would I do this? There's a lot more to this cruise than that, but it's a highlight. It's a feature. It's a perk. We're going to have a beer expert on the sailing with us, and there are special beer tastings included in the price of the trip.
And you and I both know beer very popular in Wisconsin and surrounding areas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like beer. So we got this beer enthusiast and something else that's kind of cool. So we're going to be on the Main and the Rhine rivers. Okay, so it's two different rivers. But what's cool is you're like, okay, yep, this is a German trip and we've named it German Grandeur. But guess what? We are going to be stopping in Strasbourg, and that's actually in France.
Oh,
so you get a little teeny bit of France. It is an amazing itinerary. So as Steve said, we start out in Munich and then we start sailing. And we are sailing aboard the Avalon Passion. And we love Avalon at Fox World Travel because of the size of the cabins. The cabin size is particularly better than others. And the arrangement of the cabin and the arrangement of the bed in the cabin is what's just amazing.
You were telling me about that before the show. It's pretty cool how you can actually sit in your bed if you want to and kind of take in what's passing along your river route.
Exactly. And of course, we always tell people when we get to port, please make sure that before you open your drapes, you find out that another ship isn't docked next to us, because we've all had that experience.
I've had that experience, actually.
Nobody wants to see that.
So is this picture on the website? I'm assuming that's the boat that you're going on?
Yes.
What a beautiful vessel.
Yes. So Avalon ships are just amazing. We love Avalon. Complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the ship. We always tell people, don't get too jacked up about that, because A, we don't want you working on your trip, but B, when we go through locks, and there are lots and lots of locks we go through, you lose service. So, yeah.
So tell me about Munich, because I know you added that as part of the beginning of the trip. Why was that so important to
because
you?
Because we want to kick off a beer cruise in the beer capital of the world. Yeah. It's just, we're going to go to beer gardens. There is nothing I love more. And we all talk about a Hofbrauhaus, right? Everybody wants to go there. And it's like going to Cheers in Boston. Yeah, we're going to do that. But the beer gardens are so great. I mean, Dayton, you love a good beer garden. You hang out at one.
Often at a beer garden. Yes. Many, many days a week. Yeah.
Outdoor drinking at its finest.
Maybe after this show.
Beer garden, polka band, beer in hand is my favorite place to be.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And when these servers come with these, you know, 4 or 5 beers in each fist and put them down, and you drink this amazing beer and you're outside enjoying the music and all of that. It's remarkable. But the other beautiful thing about it is while we are in Munich, we will be doing a day trip to King Ludwig's Neuschwanstein Castle, which is something that everyone should see in their lifetime. It's the inspiration for Cinderella's castle in
Disney. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stick with me, kid. You'll learn a lot. So,
teacher Rose Gray. Yeah. That's right.
Former teacher.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I'm learning today.
Yeah. Nice. So you'll love that. And again, we're going to go to Bamberg. One of the other ports on this particular itinerary that I love so much is Rüdesheim, where we're going to have a coffee, but not just any coffee, a very special coffee. Has a little liquor in it. It's just delightful.
She had me at liquor.
Bamberg, Nuremberg, and yes, there will be some World War II history. There will be some Nazi rally grounds. We will do some of that. And we always tell people, if that's a turnoff for you, we've got alternatives. We're never going to make anybody do something like that. What's also great about Avalon is that you're on your floating, you're floating on your hotel. So each day, other than the 2 nights we're in Munich, and I should tell you, the Sofitel that we have scheduled for that particular stay, I love it. I love the location. I love that it used to be an old post office. That's amazing. So everything you want to know and more is on the website, the itinerary, the day-to-day itinerary. But what's more wonderful to me is that Steve Scafidi has agreed to join us when he hasn't even traveled with us yet.
Yeah, I love Rose Gray. I've listened to her on WTMJ for years. And when I started talking to her about our first trip to Tuscany, which is this September, I said, let's start thinking about the next ones, because Rose has been everywhere, but I haven't been.
Right.
And the ability to do 2 things. One is to travel with Rose, who knows everything about where you're going. And 2, to really meet the listeners. We sold out that first trip like in such a short time. I'm very confident we'll do the same thing here. And this is when you want to jump in quick, because it will sell out. Beer, Germany, summer in Germany, and might be one of the best river lines there is, Avalon. I mean, this is like a deal, and we're going to have such a good time. And we bring the show to the trip. So it's not just going to be, I'll see you and wave hello and goodbye every day. We're going to do stuff, fun stuff.
Ask Steve anything.
Yes. Yeah, live from Germany.
All right. We do need to take a break. Are you hanging around for one more segment, or do you got
to
go?
I am. If you want me to, I will.
Okay, because I want to talk more about that part of it. We talked about the trip and everything included there. I want to talk about Steve and what that looks like traveling with him.
Absolutely.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Steve Scafidi here with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. And that sets the mood perfectly, Isaac. Roll out the barrel. So we talked about the trip and all the things included in the trip. Many people have traveled with Rose Gray, maybe not so much with Steve Scafidi. So that's what I want to focus on here. What is traveling like with you? What is this going to be for people that come along on this cruise?
It's going to be fun. I mean, we're going to see some awesome things, and just being with Rose is a trip, because Rose is a blast. So you got that. And then the beer expert joins us, so that as we're going about Germany and surrounding areas, we're going to learn about what goes into that process for all of those who love beer. And even if you don't love beer, the castles, the scenery. I've been on river cruises. They're amazing. It's not like you're on some little dinky boat. You're on a luxury liner that's on a river.
Yeah. I looked at that picture. I was like, yeah, wow, that is big. That's not what I was picturing.
And we are going to make it fun. We're going to do interactive things. I'm going to bring recordings back and play them on the show. So we'll do some fun games. We'll do probably Ask Steve Anything or a variation of that. So some of that content will come back, but I will always be accessible for any of the listeners who join us. That's a promise, and that's the way I want to do it.
Right, and so we should describe, if you've never river cruised before, first of all, there's only like 100, and I'm trying to scramble here to look, 60 passengers total on this ship, something like that.
So big, but still intimate. Oh, enough absolutely. That you're gonna, yep. By the end of the trip, you're going to know people. You're going to see people.
Oh, yeah. You see their faces. Yeah.
Right. And so what happens is breakfast is a buffet, but you're still in the same dining room, as is lunch typically. Oftentimes, if it's a nice day, and especially where we are in not only the beer capital of the world, but the sausage capital of the world, they will have like a sausage cookout up top, on top of the deck, and we all get to hang out there, that kind of thing. That's lunch. But dinner is a little different. I don't want to give anybody the impression that you have to dress for dinner, but it would be like you'd be going to a fine restaurant. How would you dress for that, right? You want to, I'm on a lot of chat boards with people who are on Avalon, going to be sailing on Avalon, and they're griping about that they would prefer you not wear shorts in the dining room for dinner. Please, people, put some Dockers on and go eat dinner.
Yeah, business casual,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not, you don't have a tuxedo, you don't need an organdy gown, you don't need your finest to do this. Very, very laid back. The other beautiful thing about it is, like Steve said, it's kind of footloose and fancy free. You want to get off the ship and do the included excursion, then do it. You don't, then don't. It's your vacation.
It's a chance to be adventurous.
Yes.
Obviously, you ask before you go somewhere, but you can really experience the reality of a country by kind of getting away from some of the more established, you know, tourist places. We did that in Paris in December. We wandered off in safe areas and had a blast and learned so much about the city and the country.
So these little burgs are close to the river, right? So
right.
You know where you kind of are throughout that setting.
Right. So on occasion, not on this itinerary, but on occasion when you're on a river cruise, you may have to be coached or take a van from the ship if it's a distance. But no, a local guide comes, and they get local guides. These are local people. They're usually school teachers or historians or artists or experts in some field. And then they come and they pick you up. And then they put everybody in small groups, not more than 20 people in a group, and then you do your walking excursion. And I should point out, for those people who have some mobility issues, they always have at least one gentle walker tour. And are you missing anything? No. But instead of taking this crazy winding alley to get to this place, they might take you on a much different path to get you there. Or you may skip one or two of the things that the local guide is pointing out. But in essence, you're getting the same experience. I tell the story all the time. I had a dancer one year, a dance teacher. She was in her 70s. She had a hip replaced about 6 weeks before we were going to go, and then said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk. As we were walking, and I went on the gentle walker tour with her because I had never been on that, and I wanted to see what is the gentle walker tour like. And I looked over and I said, Judy, I can tell it. You're starting to lose it, aren't you? And she said, I am, but I'm so embarrassed. I said, absolutely not. We spoke to the guide. We were outside of a sausage place, a little butcher shop that was giving everybody samples. They got her a stool. We sat her down. They called the taxi, and no harm, no foul. She's back at the ship, and that's how they take care of you. So that's something to keep in mind, too. Now, something else about Avalon, Steve, I don't know if you're a biker, a cyclist, let me rephrase.
Yeah.
Lots of times you have to choose between a walking tour or a biking tour on your included excursions.
I'm in on that.
I knew you would be. I thought you were a cyclist.
That's a quick way to get around.
Yeah. And so they've got amazing bikes on board that you can take anytime you want, but they also do, in fact, have bike tours instead of the walking tour.
This thing's got everything.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to sell fast, because we got everything in one package and one place to go. Now, this thing's live already, right? They can go sign up now.
Absolutely. So you can go to our website and it'll say, you know, book the tour or whatever. We know, Steve, that on a trip of this magnitude, oftentimes people want to talk to somebody. And we are open Monday, folks. It's not a holiday at Fox Real Trouble. 4th of July is a holiday. But so you call 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and get more info, or say, I can't find it, or I didn't understand this, or is airfare included, or a million questions that you might have on a trip that is, I mean, this is, like, you know, not your average trip, I guess I would say. This is a 12-day trip, and we start out in Munich and we end in Basel, Switzerland. How amazing is that?
German Grandeur with two nights in Munich, hosted by Steve Scafidi, is what you're looking for on the website for next year.
I am so geeked about this. It's almost 2 weeks in that beautiful part of the world, and Rose will be there. I will be there, and I'm going to make this interactive. So if you want to experience my show on a trip with incredible scenery and fun, it will be fun. I will actually eat dinner with you if you want me to, too. I'll come saddle up at your table and have dinner with you.
And drink beer. Man, this sounds like the perfect trip.
You should go. Really,
I
you should go.
Sign up, Dayton King.
Sign up. All right. We do need to take a break. Thank you for coming in
today.
Absolutely.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Always good to see you. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Your call's coming up next on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Going to be a warm day, 83, not as warm as yesterday, but a chance of showers throughout the day, 77 now in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here, the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Well, that was a fun little appearance.
Yeah, I mean, I thanks to Steve to come in on a holiday weekend. Yeah. First of all, thanks to Dayton because I mean, can I say this? The Fix It show was recorded. Sorry, I'm saying
it was.
And so Dayton came in for 1 hour for me.
Of course.
Oh,
Rose.
My gosh.
All right,
I'm so grateful.
We do have a question that relates to the trip that came in on the text. It says, "How many of the 160 passengers on the ship will be this group?"
As many as we can get. So I'd love to charter the whole entire ship, but I don't dare to quite do that. But right now we have cabins for 50.
Okay.
So that means we have 25 cabins.
All right.
But that's the beautiful thing about a river cruise was Steve's trip that sold out so quickly the first time. When the motor coach is full, the motor coach is full. I can just keep getting more and more and more and more cabins. Okay. So you keep booking, I'll keep getting cabins.
So for sure we have 50.
Yeah.
We could get up to 80.
Yeah.
If we can sell them all out.
Sure.
And do it quick enough before other people are booking it.
There's
right?
people already booked on it that are not with Fox. So
okay. Yeah. So there's that. What any other big trips people need to know about before we jump to the news here?
Well, I have a couple. And then we'll take this text because they are talking a little like a similar trip. This is they're going to be on the Rhine and they're going from Zurich to Amsterdam. And we've got questions about what to do in Amsterdam and some packing.
Okay. So we will get to those coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. If you want to chime in and talk travel today. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
4th of July weekend, we're rocking in the USA here on the Fox World Travel Show. Thank you, Isaac. If you have a call or a text you want to get to us, it's 855-616-1620. We said going into the break, somebody's going to river cruise in September. Ryan from Zurich to Amsterdam, 8 days planning spending a night before Zurich and 2 nights after in Amsterdam. Any tips on packing and must-see attractions?
Yeah, so the packing tip on a river cruise is this. Stick with one color palette. So are you going to be a beige and brown person, or are you going to be a tan and black person, or are you going to be a black and white person? I mean, you can always, men don't care, I guess, but women typically, you can wear a scarf, and you can put a jacket, and you can put some accessories on, and you can wear the same black dress,
just change your look.
It'll change your look. You can have laundry service on most river cruises, but it's quite expensive. And on an 8-day trip, I wouldn't think you would need that. Good walking shoes, a must, an absolute must. Shorts are not as taboo or unseen as they were in Europe for many, many years. They just didn't wear shorts like we wear them. How to stick out like a tourist? Wear a Hawaiian shirt, some brand new Balance white sneakers.
And cargo shorts.
Yeah, buddy. They'll know right away. So it's just what you're comfortable in. Always have some kind of a light jacket or something like that, because if you want to go up top on the deck at night, and I recommend that highly, it could be a little breezy up there, but respectful and as understated as possible with regard to packing. I don't know that you're going to have much time to do anything in Zurich if you're just spending one night before you get on. Zurich is beautiful and wonderful, and you could spend 3 days there easily. Amsterdam, we always tell everybody for sure, you're going to take a canal cruise. That's a must. Anne Frank House is something you probably don't want to miss. You need tickets in advance for that. So make sure that you do that and you don't end up standing in the great big long line. So many tour companies offer the Anne Frank House with a walking tour of the Jewish quarter. if you want to do that. See the red light district, but certainly go do it at night because during the day it's not nearly as spicy. Mm. And most people I've taken to the red light district come back and go, that's it? And I was like, yeah, I think your expectations were a little high. And the Van Gogh Museum, I wouldn't miss that. Oh, so
that's there too.
And then what do we always tell people that are going to Amsterdam? Be careful of the bikers. They have all rights. You as a pedestrian have none. So please be careful.
Okay. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Let's go to Carrie in Slinger. Good morning, Carrie. What's your question?
Hi. I was just calling to ask about Maui in November as far as temperature, weather, waves, whales, things to see.
Yeah, so
whatever you can tell me.
The Maui in November is a great. There's never, you know, the old saying that Paris is always a good idea, or whatever Katharine Hepburn said. Hawaii is always a good idea because the temperature is so incredibly temperate. The climate is temperate, I should rephrase that. That there's never a bad time to go. It's always going to be. It's always going to be moderate. It's never going to be 95 and horribly muggy and terrible, and it's never going to be 50, you know. So it's a great time to go. It's the end of shoulder season. Shoulder season is typically September, October, November. So the pricing is going to be very attractive, I would say, with regard to flights, rental cars, hotels, etc. Whale season typically starts in December in Maui. So you may not see whales yet. That doesn't mean some rogue whale won't show up. But
rogue whale. But, that's a great name for a band.
Yeah, there you go. But of course, it spikes around Thanksgiving. So if you can avoid that, do so. According to their the Hawaii Tourist Board, the third week of November, the week before Thanksgiving, is their slowest time of the year.
Really?
Crowds will be down and it'll be lovely. And certainly Maui is always a good idea. We have that island is the most revisited after people go see all four main islands of Hawaii. Maui has the biggest repeat factor.
Okay. And Kaanapali Beach, we're looking at that area.
Yep. They did sustain some erosion within the last couple of years because of some bad storms that went through there and a few other climate issues. But I have friends and coworkers who have been there since that all happened, and most of those resorts and hotels have figured something out. They've built boardwalks, or where the boardwalk was taken out, they've put the boardwalks back in. So yeah, Kaanapali, perfect. And if you want to get away from people and you want to be a little bit out of the mainstream, Kihei is another good area to look at. But if you're looking for good beach, Kaanapali.
Okay. Great.
Snorkeling is outstanding, I might say.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you do that. Okay. And there will be definitely luaus for you, for sure. The most recognized and always the most highly awarded luau is Old Lahaina. It's very difficult to get in last minute. So if you are thinking about going to Old Lahaina Luau, make sure you make that reservation well in advance. Whaler's Village, just an absolute blast. And you can take the little Wiki Wiki, which is the little the little van that goes between Kaanapali Beach area and the village. So lots. And you will not go wrong with Maui any time of the year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thanks,
Carrie. Have a great holiday weekend. Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful trip.
Yeah.
855-616-1620. One quick question here on the text line. What is a good travel insurance company to use? We always get this question.
Yeah, we do. And so I'm just going to tell you, Fox World Travel sells AIG, which is Travel Guard. And they're out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. That has nothing to do with the reason that we choose them. We just seem to align our cultural companies very similarly, and we love them. And so that's what we do. If you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under resources, you will find traveler resources. And then you go on there, and there are flight delays and baggage fees and U.S. customs information and all those quick links. Go past a currency converter. Oh my gosh. Time zones. Go past all of that all the way to the bottom and you will find Travel Guard. What's the plan? You put in your information and you will get a quote. It's my understanding that that quote holds for 7 days. So you can shop around if you like. Allianz is another one. TravelX is another one. Each year, Fox World Travel vets 4 or more travel insurance companies, and each year we decide who it is we're going to offer, and it has consistently been Travel Guard with AIG.
All right. And we don't talk about that page enough, but there's some great resources on that page. So
thank you.
FoxWorldTravel.com, resources, traveler resources. If you're looking for travel stuff, that's a good place to go. All right. We do need to take a break. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, including foxworldtravel.com and WTMJ.com. And it's everywhere. Everywhere you want to listen.
So. Everywhere you want to listen.
The old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Somebody texted in, check out the Travel Fashion Girls on Facebook. All sorts of good advice for packing. Check old posts for Sudoku packing. What is Sudoku packing?
Well, I don't know. What you know,
now
it's
I gotta go look.
Sudoku is the math game you play, right?
Yeah. So is it a way to position things in your suitcase?
I don't know. That could be. You know, we talk all the time about e-bags or packing cubes.
Yep.
I think e-bags is a brand, and that's the first brand I ever had. But now I've got several different brands, and I live by packing cubes. I absolutely live by packing cubes. And we talked about the palette. I'm a black and white person. I do lots and lots and lots of black and white because I can bring a black dress and wear it 3 different times to dinner, and you wouldn't probably even know it because I put a jacket on, or I put a scarf on, or I put different accessories with it, or I put different shoes with it, that kind of thing. So it's not a fashion show. It's not like some of these cruise lines where you really dress to the nines. But with that said, if you wanted to, you could. If you really wanted to dress to impress, one night is the gala night. They call it the captain's night or the gala night kind of a thing. We should also talk on Steve's trip or any river cruising. But, you know, if you're looking for raucous, crazy entertainment at night, this ain't it. Because there are lecturers, and then they bring on a local oompa band, and they literally get on the ship, and lots of times they will get off at the next port, like if the ship is moving at night, and then there's a car waiting to take them off. Or
that's fun.
And I'm going to tell the story because I haven't told it in a while. Years and years and years ago, when I was on one of my very first river cruises, we figured out I've been on like over 25, if you count Egypt and Vietnam. But anyway, wow. So we were in a little tiny town, and there was not much activity for the afternoon. And the cruise directors are empowered on river cruises, and Avalon's are the best of the best, where they found out there was an apple festival in a little town called Lawling, about 30 kilometers from where the boat was docking. And she said the prior day, if we get at least 30 people, I'll get a motor coach and we'll go. Hmm. Well, they ended up getting 2 motor coaches full of people who said, yeah, we're going. And that was such a surprise and an immersive experience. And then they had this thing where all the males, all the way from, honestly, there was a little boy that was practically probably just walked last week, all the way up to gigantic men and older men. And they wore these fleece vests, the sheep, what is that called? Like when you wear a fleece vest, like it's got sheep lining.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a name
what
for that.
What do you call it?
Shearling or something. Anyway, and then they had these crazy alpine-like hats on, and they were all had the big cowbells that ranged in size from how small they were to how big they were on a leather strap around their waist.
Why?
And they all came down from the top of a hill down this winding winding trail, pounding on these cowbells. And it was to scare the wolves away so their sheep would be safe for the upcoming year. It was magical. Absolutely magical and super unexpected. So those are the kinds of things that they can do. We have people that ask all the time, Dayton, about water levels. Not much we can do about water levels, but Avalon is the best at figuring it out. Like when we had low water last year when I was cruising, they put us on a motor coach, which isn't perfect, but brought us into town and gave us lunch because you're missing lunch on the ship was their reasoning. And then here we are in this beautiful garden only to find out that because we all got off the ship now could be raised up a little bit and the captain maneuvered it through the low water and we can get back on the ship.
There you go.
Yeah. So we got to figure
ingenuity.
It out. Yeah.
Ingenuity. All right. We have to take one final break. Another segment coming up.
It's called Sherpa.
Sherpa. Thank you, Matt from Cudahy. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I just love this music. Talking Germany today, and we'll get to another question on that. But Sherpa is a member of the Himalayan people living on the borders of Nepal and Tibet, renowned for their skills in mountaineering.
Shearling.
That is not what you were talking
shearling
about.
Shearling is what I was searching for.
Okay.
Shearling. Sherpa messed me up because, remember, you can still go on our resources page and find out through Sherpa, the company that we recommend you use, if there are COVID or any other restrictions in a country you're visiting. So that's they're carrying the load for you, Dave.
Got it. So another text came in. Will you be stopping at the beautiful? And I don't know how to pronounce that word. Do you?
Maybe the caller will correct us.
English Gardens and the Augustiner Beer Gardens.
So the Augustiner Beer Garden, I can say emphatically yes. That's not something that we include, but I make sure that I try to go to the Augustiner Beer Garden because it's the most popular. But that's like saying, let's go to the Huffbrauhaus. Because it's so popular, it's always very, very crowded.
Right.
Or sometimes crowded. And so oftentimes I will find another beer garden, or my concierge at the hotel will recommend a different beer garden or whatever. But I do almost always in Munich go to the Augustiner Beer Gardens.
I think I would love to hit that one and then one of the off the beaten path yep. ones that the locals recommend. Like, go to this one.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way to do it. So, and then as far as the English gardens are concerned, it wouldn't be included. But again, you've got free time on this trip in Munich. And so we always tell people, we've got a tour guide with us from Avalon, even on the land part of it, that can make recommendations. But we always rely also on our concierge at our hotel for those kinds of things, too.
All right. We started the show with Steve Scafidi and the German Grandeur with two nights in Munich hosted by Steve, July 16th through the 27th next year.
Yep.
So just about a year away. You said there was a couple other trips that came out or that we need to make sure we mention.
Right. So I do want to point out, if you go to the page that is where the Fox Group Vacations are housed, which is where you find Steve Scafidi, and you scroll past the exotics, again, Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong, please come along with me. Visions of Japan, some space left on my Egypt. We scroll down to Hawaii, then we do some land tours, and we announced a couple of weeks ago, Magnificent Spain, etc. You will see included there something that I will talk more in depth about next week, which is Battlefields, Bavaria, and Germany Reborn. For those of you who have traveled with me on the Battlefields trip when we did France and Luxembourg, remember we met Ambassador Barrett at the Luxembourg Cemetery and all of that. We have the wonderful John Bromage with us, who is an expert in all things World War II and World War I. This is an itinerary that the group department, myself, and John Bromage have created with the input from those people who have traveled on Battlefields trips with me and said, okay, we saw Paris and France and Luxembourg and all of that. What's next? What else do we need to see to learn more about World War II? So it's Germany, of course. And so that's August of next year, and we'll talk more in depth about that next week. Glorious Greece is up for sale. The river cruises are there, along with Steve Scafidi's German Grandeur, which is going to be just a hoot because it's Steve and because we're adding two nights in Munich. Several other there as well. So keep going back to that page over and over again. We just keep adding.
I just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. You have a lot of trips that are coming up.
We do.
It's pretty awesome.
We're very excited that the travel has rebounded nicely, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
50 million people are going to be traveling. We know that travel is tough. Travel is hard. Jessica's probably been talking about it. Millions of people are flying and on the roads, and weather delays on the East Coast, and the unsafe air quality, and we've got air traffic controller shortages, and just, you know what? It's easy to sit home and grumble about it. Just put on your patient's pants and get out there.
Just be nice to people when you're traveling.
That's the number
Everybody's
one thing.
In the same position. Yeah. So just be nice to people.
Yep, exactly.
All right, Rose. Good show. We'll see you
it
next
was.
Week.
Everybody be safe on the 4th of July so we can talk to you next week.
Enjoy your 4th of July. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Speaking of Jessica, we'll check in with her in the WTMJ Breaking News Center coming up. And Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk coming up next on TMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.